Tadatoyo Yamamoto is a Japanese businessman who often visits the U.S. While he was checking into a hotel on a recent visit to Chicago, he put his briefcase on the floor. A few minutes later, Mr. Yamamoto reached down for it, but someone had stolen it. Inside the briefcase were about $900 in Japanese currency, his passport, his credit cards, and his return ticket to Japan. A few days later, Mr. Yamamoto returned to Tokyo, disappointed about the U.S. But 3 weeks later, he received an envelope with his credit cards, his airline tickets, and other personal items. It was from Mr. Joseph Laveris in Chicago. Not long after that, Mr. Yamamoto received another envelope, sent by express delivery. Inside were money orders for more than $900. It also contained a letter from Mr. Laveris that said, "I hope this money order and the items will restore your faith in the people of Chicago." The next time he traveled to the U.S., Mr. Yamamoto called on Mr. Laveris, who was a 67-year-old disabled veteran with a total income of $493 a month. Mr. Laveris explained that he had found the briefcase in a trash can. For some reason, the thief had not discovered the money in the top part of the briefcase and had just thrown the bag away. Mr. Yamamoto was very moved by Mr. Laveris' honesty. "I asked him why he returned everything to me. He told me that if he had not done it, it would have made him feel bad for the rest of his life."
Multiple choice questions. Number one, how did Mr. Yamamoto lose his briefcase? Number two, when did he receive a letter from Chicago? Number three, which of the following statements is true? Number four, what is true about Mr. Laveris? Number five, what can be inferred from the story?